Hello, it's Ree here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by James McGarry, who is standing in for Richard Matthew, who is currently indisposed. We continue our news items, which include how the heat wave has left our green and pleasant land brown and parched. But first, is there a new deal over plans for Anglia Square?
Last-minute discussions over the future of development of Anglia Square could see changes to the plans being put forward to give the project the best chance of being approved. A scheme, which would include a 25-storey tower block and a 1,250 new homes, was open to public consultation until May, with 350 comments being lodged. The objections include some from Historic England, who have said three blocks of up to 12 storeys and the signature tower block would be at odds with Norwich's unique heritage. The Council for British Archaeology has also raised concerns. A City Council spokesman said, as a result of feedback from a consultation exercise, if a developer would like to introduce revisions to an original planning application, we will work with them on this.
Norfolk Police said there were seven reports of disorder across the county related to football fans watching England's World Cup semi-final. Officers said that the vast amount of people acted responsibly while watching the match that saw Croatia win 2-1, but that police officers did attend some incidents, including one in Dereham and one in Norwich. A Norfolk Police spokesman said, Norfolk Police would like to thank the thousands of people who went out and enjoyed England's crucial World Cup match responsibly.
Police are investigating a suspected armed robbery at Norwich Bookmakers. Officers were called to Coral Bookmakers in Quebec Road after a man, who was believed to be armed, demanded a member of staff hand over cash. A Norfolk Police spokesman said, it is believed the man was armed with a type of firearm at the time of the incident, and he made off from the scene with an unknown quantity of cash. The police spokesman said that specialist officers were deployed to the scene and that the member of staff was not injured.
Passengers flying into Norwich Airport have been capturing the effect on the countryside of one of the driest Junes on record. The well-known hymn Jerusalem may describe England's green and pleasant land, but several weeks without rain have left the region's fields looking rather brown and dry. Now, the effects of the prolonged dry spell have been captured from the air. Flying into Norwich Airport, Matt Aldred took several images showing Norfolk's parched fields and well-known landmarks, including the Norfolk Showground. According to the Norwich-based forecaster WeatherQuest, the average rainfall for Norfolk in June is normally 52.9 millilitres, yet this year the county has received just 6.5 millilitres, leading the forecaster to declare it as the driest June since 1962. Despite being the driest June in decades, Anglian Water have said they will not be enforcing a hosepipe ban. A spokesman for the organisation said, we monitor our networks carefully all year round and have long-term plans in place to manage water resources. Water levels in our reservoirs and groundwater stores are healthy and in some cases above average.
A carer who cashed £2,300 in cheques from a 96-year-old with dementia and stuck it under her bed has avoided prison after a court heard she had become a hoarder after the death of her son. Anne Sutton had begun helping Lillian Woodcock with basic tasks in October 2016 after the latter was diagnosed with dementia. Over the course of 7 months from the following March, she cashed nine cheques made out to herself of between £200 and £300. They were discovered in October last year when Mrs. Woodcock's son was filling in her tax return. Sutton was given an 18-month community order with a requirement of 25 rehabilitation days and supervision. She was ordered to pay £2,300 compensation, costs of £400, and a victim surcharge of £85.
A woman remains in hospital with life-threatening injuries following a crash on the A47 at Thickthorne. The incident happened near the A11 slip road at the Thickthorne Junction when a black Audi A5 and silver Ford Fiesta were involved in a crash. Three people inside the Fiesta had to be cut free from the car and were taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
As well as decorating Norwich and Norfolk streets, the Go-Go Hares are now lighting up one of the city's most famous landmarks. Images of some of the colourful characters are currently being projected onto Norwich Castle each night to celebrate children's charity break, and Wild in Arts sculpture trails marking the 50th anniversary of break. The projections are being switched on every evening from 9 p.m. to midnight up till July the 26th, and to date the Go-Go Hares that have adorned Norwich Castle include Poppy, Hermione, Here Comes the Sun, and Binary Hopposition, Norse Hare, Fox's Tail, Art Hare, and Osk Hare have also hopped on to the castle's ancient walls, and more of the hares are also planned to feature in the projections. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, which is responsible for the projections and is also a Go-Go Hares supporting sponsor, said, "It's great to be illuminating and highlighting this amazing event and encouraging everyone to hare around the city and complete the trail and discover new parts of the city. People of all ages have been having a great time spotting the Go-Go Hares around the city and county since they first arrived. And to date, Go-Go fans have unlocked individual hares more than 61,000 times on Go-Go Hares app."
A school for children who have been subjected to long-term abuse or neglect could be opened in Norwich in what is thought to be a national first. The Wensum Trust, which runs schools including Helsden High and Acle Academy, has unveiled its vision for the £3 million school, which would cater for at least 40 children from the city and further afield. It is hoped it would cut exclusions, as well as easing pressure on social, mental health and public services. The Trust estimates it would save Norfolk County Council £8.7 million and must now apply to the government before plans progress. Daniel Thrower, executive head teacher at the Trust, said, "We are preventing problems rather than attempting to cure problems later." Now to Information Desk.